Loving-kindness meditation. Let your eyes close gently if you feel at ease with that. Begin by just noticing the feeling of the breath as you breathe in and breathe out. The breath will find its own natural rhythm. You don't need to force it in any way. Just allow yourself to breathe in gently and breathe out gently in this moment. As you breathe, let go of tension in your body as best you can. Then you can let go of awareness of the breath, and we will begin the loving kindness meditation. This is someone who makes you smile when you think of them. It can even be a pet. Think of that person or animal and bring the image of them to mind. Imagine them sending you their love. Imagine that you are surrounded in that love and kindness. Rest in that space for a few moments. If it's helpful, you can experiment with sensing yourself as a child. With your heart, cradle yourself as this child. Allow yourself this time of attention and care, giving yourself the nourishment you need. No matter what your actual conditions were in childhood, right now you can give yourself this gift of attention and care. Now say gently to yourself, may I be filled with loving kindness. May I treat myself with kindness in good times and in hard times. May I be well and live with ease. Gently repeat these phrases over and over again. Hold each phrase in your attention and connect to it. As best you can, let your mind rest in the phrases. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I treat myself with kindness in good times and in hard times. May I be well and live with ease. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I treat myself with kindness in good times and in hard times. May I be well and live with ease. Feel the meaning of what you're saying, yet without trying to force anything. Whenever you find your attention has wandered, it's okay. When you recognize you've lost touch with the moment, gently let go and begin again. Nothing is lost. Nothing's been ruined. You can always, always begin again. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I treat myself with kindness in good times and in hard times. May I be well and live with ease. You repeat these phrases with enough space and enough silence so that it's a rhythm that's pleasing to you. This is like the song of your heart. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I treat myself with kindness in good times and in hard times. May I be well and live with ease. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I treat myself with kindness in good times and in hard times. May I be well and live with ease. If you find your attention has slipped off, don't worry about it. Just gather your attention. Gather your energy fully behind one phrase, and then the next, and allow them to rise and pass away. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I treat myself with kindness in good times and in hard times. May I be well and live with ease. Experience the sense of being just who you are and inviting love and care for yourself, exactly as you are in this moment. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I treat myself with kindness in good times and in hard times. May I be well and live with ease. As you continue on, rest in the repetition of the phrases. Really good feelings, really difficult feelings, it's all okay. Gather your attention and come back to the phrases. Maybe there's no feeling at all. That doesn't matter either. There's nothing wrong with that. The power of the practice will be in the gathering of our attention and its wholeheartedness. Wishing ourselves well. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I treat myself with kindness in good times and in hard times. May I be well and live with ease. Now bring your baby to mind. If you are a mother-to-be, bring to your awareness your baby growing within. If you are a mother, bring your baby to mind, or perhaps look at your baby in your arms, sitting or sleeping. Share this loving kindness with your baby. You can say gently to yourself, "May my baby be surrounded with loving kindness. May I respond to my baby with kindness in good times and in hard times. May my baby be well and live with ease." May my baby be surrounded with loving kindness. May I respond to my baby with kindness in good times and in hard times. May my baby be well and live with ease. You can gently repeat these phrases over and over again. Hold each phrase in your attention and connect to it. As best you can, let your mind rest in the phrases. May my baby be surrounded with loving kindness. May I respond to my baby with kindness in good times and in hard times. May my baby be well and live with ease. Feel the meaning of what you're saying, yet without trying to force anything. And whenever you find your attention has wandered, it's okay. When you recognize you've lost touch with the moment, you can always gently let go and begin again. No matter how long it's been, no matter where your mind has gone, it doesn't matter. We have a capacity to renew, to start over, to come back. May my baby be surrounded with loving kindness. May I respond to my baby with kindness in good times and in hard times. May my baby be well and live with ease. You can use your baby's name or the phrase, my baby, whichever seems right to you. Gather all your attention behind one phrase at a time. You don't have to try to make anything happen, or fabricate or manufacture any special feeling, but rather shepherd your attention back to these phrases. Whenever you find your attention has wandered, don't judge yourself, and be as completely present behind one phrase as you can be. May my baby be surrounded with loving kindness. May I respond to my baby with kindness in good times and in hard times. May my baby be well and live with ease. Experience the sense of being connected to your baby and inviting love and care for your baby, exactly as they are in this moment. May my baby be surrounded with loving kindness. May I respond to my baby with kindness in good times and in hard times. May my baby be well and live with ease. Now extending these phrases from you and your baby to other members of your family. Bring someone to mind from your family to include in this practice. It could be an older child, your spouse or partner, a parent or a sibling. You can get an image of them, say their name to yourself, get a feeling for their presence, and offer the phrases of loving kindness to them, sharing the phrases you've repeated for yourself and your baby with them. As you hold this person in your mind, you can say gently, may you be surrounded with loving kindness. May you treat yourself with kindness in good times and in hard times. May you be well and live with ease. Some relationships may be complicated or have some difficulty in them. That's okay. We can still explore what we experience as we include them in this practice. Usually, if we are picking someone with whom we experience difficulty, which can be conflict or disappointment, it can help to start with someone with whom the difficulty or conflict is mild, to see what it feels like wishing for them to be surrounded by loving kindness. This doesn't mean that we agree with their behavior or position. only that we are exploring a different way of relating to our difficulty with them. You can experiment with different family members or friends, seeing what happens. May you be surrounded with loving kindness. May you treat yourself with kindness in good times and in hard times. May you be well and live with ease. If you notice thoughts or stories about this person arising, simply notice that and return to the practice of being present with them, repeating these phrases. Feelings may come and go. Memories may come and go. Allow them to arise and pass away. Here the touchstone is the repetition of the phrases. May you be surrounded with loving kindness. May you treat yourself with kindness in good times and in hard times. May you be well and live with ease. May you be surrounded with loving kindness. May you treat yourself with kindness in good times and in hard times. May you be well and live with ease. Now, if you wish, you can extend this practice even further, including all the children in the world, all those taking care of children in the world, all the people connected with children in the world, allowing these circles of loving kindness to expand outward. May we be surrounded with loving kindness. May we treat ourselves with kindness in good times and in hard times. May we be well and live with ease. May we be surrounded with loving kindness. May we treat ourselves with kindness in good times and in hard times. May we be well and live with ease. May we be surrounded with loving kindness. May we treat ourselves with kindness in good times and in hard times. May we be well and live with ease. Connecting with these phrases, directing our hearts in this way, we're opening ourselves to the possibility of bringing wellness to ourselves and of connecting to and caring for our babies and family members and with all people, with love and with kindness, during good times and during hard times. May you be gentle with yourself as you practice. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you respond to yourself with kindness in good times and in hard times. May you be well and live with ease. When you're ready, you can gently open your eyes.